side of the highway.
Holy crap.
They don't know. They never rolled one before.
I've never got a public urination ticket. I've been close, though.
The trim center. Okay,
man. Well, that's a birthday present for you right there. You got to go to court for that?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah,
on the side of the highway, of all things.
It's a mandatory.
Isn't that a cop just driving by where they're pissing on the side of the highway?
Oh, that's...
You gotta go.
Shit, man. You can't get a ticket for that. It's your stupid car anyway, man.
Everybody, how you doing? Welcome to Sylvie's. My name is Rich Experience. I'm gonna play some songs for you tonight. As you can see by my lab coat attire, my name is actually Rich, and I used to work for this place called Kraft Foods, you know, where they do foods of the future and shit. You know, they make cheese. Macaroni and cheese is a real big thing at Kraft. You know, they make all kinds of stuff like that. But anyway, I was working as a food scientist, which I do right now, but I'm not going to mention the current place that I work at because I might get fired if I do. But anyway, I work for the competition now. But when I used to work for Kraft, you know, I used to work for foods of the future. You know, things you don't even know you like yet, but from your personality profile, I can tell you can like in like 5 or 6 years in the future, and I can read your mind in a kind of sense from the marketing perspective. But the strange thing is, you know, I was working on pizza. They put me on Tombstone for a while. I was on ingredient technology. So what I did was I put flavoring and different kinds of smells and stuff into these powder, you know. And what they wanted to do was bake this frozen pizza, okay. You know, you regular Tombstone, your cheapo Tombstone. Actually, Jack's is the cheaper form of Tombstone. It's the lower level of Tombstone. And I was like, I was putting this flavoring powder on top. So the cool thing was when you baked your Jack's pizza, it smelled like the best pizza in the world. It smelled like fresh baking pizza coming right out of the oven. And this smell is so pervasive. It'd go throughout your entire apartment and like go down the hallway to the apartments next door, you know, so everybody could smell your Jack's pizza just baking away, and it just smelled better than it tastes. You know, but that's part of the technique, you know. If it smells good, it tastes good, you know. That's pretty much it, you know. You can hold your nose, you can do all kinds of weird stuff to not smell it, you know. But when you gotta eat it, you gotta eat. Well, I was there on a Friday, you know. I went out on Thursday and got pretty hammered, you know. I'm gonna get hammered tonight probably too. What the fuck? And then, anyway, I got to work on time, and I was working on, you know, I got there and I'm working on this cheese, but it wasn't really cheese. It was a fat matrix that they wanted to stick this little cheese flavoring inside called Cheese Tang. It's a little orange kind of flavoring stuff. It looked white, but they put this orange flavoring in it. But anyway, they wanted to stick this stuff in like a Triscuit or a Ritz cracker, you know, and you'd eat it, you know, and it was full of trans fat. This is before trans fat was bad, you know, or anything like that. Hey, Jane, how you doing? And then, so anyway, you eat this Triscuit or Ritz cracker, and it gives this nice cheesy flavor, and it kind of flows down your esophagus, you know, as the cheese melts and it all mushes up in your mouth and stuff, you know. And I'm making vats of this stuff, and it's all spinning around, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, I feel kind of sick, but I feel good about myself for some way, because I'm going to sing this little song that I wrote at work, you know, and, you know, I can't listen to the radio, but I just sing these little stupid songs, you know. And it goes a little something like this. Comes walking in. Hey, Richard, how you doing? Pretty good, Rajesh. What's up? Hey, Richard, how long you work here at Kraft? Well, I've been temping here for 3 years now. Well, Richard, I hate to tell you this, but the new policy from upper management, any temporary that's been here over 6 months is considered a lawsuit liability. But Rajesh, what does that mean? It means your job will have to be terminated. Terminated? So I'm gates of that place, knocking over the vats of happy cheese, running over the scientists in their fucking little white coats, mixing the blood and the guts with the cheese that's not really cheese into one big pink lubricating mess. And I looked to my right. To my right was the bag, the very bag that I brought with me that day to work. And in that bag were the pills that I'd stopped taking 6 months before.
Happy pills, happy pills, happy, 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 happy pills, happy pills, happy pills, happy pills, happy, pills, happy, happy, happy pills.
Thank you. For my next piece, I would like to think about how do you get the stuff out of your brain? I mean, if you go to work, you know, and you come home, you get stuff running through your head, you know, I'm supposed to do this, and I gotta do that, you know, stuff I gotta do. I mean, how do you get rid of that stuff? I mean, if your car is dirty, you take it to the car wash, you just run it through, you clean it off, you know? I mean, how do you clean your brain? How do you clean off your brain? Drugs, 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 drugs. Baseball bat. Baseball bat. Shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull, shock the skull. You know, I mean, what do you do when wild goes crazy, you know, when your dog, you can't control him, your cat's freaking out, you know? Say your dog's got your shoe, you know, he's got it, he's got his mouth, he's shaking around. I mean, what does he do? You know, you see a bad dog, you take the shoe away from the dog, you put it somewhere high, you can't get to it, you look over and he's peeing on your jacket, man, he's peeing on your jacket. What do you do, man? What do you do? It's a song about a man with a pet monkey. Oh, this next song's about, it's not about monkeys, it's not about dogs, it's not about cats, it's about the forgotten animal, the snake, the lizard, the turtle, you know, and it's about the reptile swap up in Barrington, Illinois, where you can go and you can trade in your snake, lizard, or turtle for something else, something different, you know, and And it's pretty bizarre. They have so many animals, so many real reptiles running around in little plastic containers. Song about the reptile swamp. Oh yeah! Reptile swamp, reptile swamp. Everybody go to the reptile swamp. Reptile swamp, reptile swamp. Everybody go to the reptile swamp. Reptile swamp, reptile swamp. Everybody go to the reptile swamp. Reptile swamp, reptile swamp. Everybody go to the reptile swamp. If reptiles what you want, reptile swamp's the place for you. Lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Austrian mini dragons, love grippers too. Chameleon, chameleon. At the reptile swamp, everybody go to the reptile swamp. Reptile swamp, reptile swamp, everybody go to the reptile swamp. Reptiles for me, millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Song about a man with a little problem, you know. Everybody has a little something different about him. This guy's problem, you know, it's like when it's raining outside, you come inside, and it's, you know, just making a little rain, and you walk in, and it's nice and clean, and your shoes make this little squeaking sound, you know, this little squeaking sound. And no one knows why or how he does it, but for some reason, this poor man, he makes a squeaking sound wherever he walks, wherever he goes. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming. And they know when I'm around. Call me Mr. Squeaky, 'cause I make a squeaky sound. They call me Mr. Squeak. They call me Mr. Squeak. They call me Mr. Squeak. Thank you. The scary part of the Rich Experience. This next part happened a few years ago when I was out with my friends. You know, we were hanging out. It was New Year's Eve, actually. We were just hanging out at the apartment, you know, just drinking a little bit, you know, smoking a little Hobbit leaf, you know, getting kind of crazy. And we decided to go to this other party we heard about, you know, just down the street. So I just walked there, and we just all just walked over to this apartment. We walk inside, it's this really nice house, you know, on the bottom level of this house. And inside this house, she's got this one room, this girl that lives there. And she's got this room, it's all painted red, you know, and she's got these dolls, you know. Dolls are cool, but she's got these heads of dolls, these little decapitated heads of dolls, and these little glass cases, you know, on the sides and stuff, you know. Some are mangled, you know, some are, like, half burned. Other ones have, like, needles in the eyes, and other ones are, like, torn apart and sewn back together with twine, man. This next song is about going to work. You know, tomorrow morning I'll be hungover a little bit and I'll be getting to work. I'll hopefully be on work on time, but since I'm, like, laid off right now, like, I'm, like, supposedly laid off by next year, you know, it's like one of those delayed layoffs, you know, so I really don't give a shit that much. But anyway, when I get to work, you know, I'm going to smile, I'm going to say good morning, because everyone's going to say good morning to me, and I say good morning back, and I smile, and I feel like shit, and I'm hungover, you know, and maybe my breath smells a little bit, and I'll eat some mint or some gum or something, you know, and I'll say, good morning, how are you? And everybody say, fine. I'll be the happiest fucking person in the whole place. This song called Work Face. I got my work face on. Work face on. Work face on. Work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. Work face on. Work face on. Work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine, and how are you? I got my work face on. Work face on. After the craft incident, I was unemployed. Well, I'm used to being unemployed, but at this time, you know, it was kind of strange. I was laying in bed, you know, I was wide awake at 8 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't really sleep that well, and my cat came up and he starts licking my face. He starts licking my face, you know, and I'm like, I got nothing to do, but I'm wide awake. I want to sleep more, but I just can't, you know. And I'm like, you know, this cat's got a little funk to him. He's got a little smell, so I decided to, you know, give him a bath, you know, wash him off. You can do that with a cat, actually. If you use something like palm olive or some kind of dish soap, you know, without any fragrances and stuff, that's perfectly fine. So I took him and I put him in the tub and I started the shower and I started hosing him down. I just hosing the little fucker down. Nothing better to do today. the cat. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Good kitty likes the bed. Good kitty likes it, yes. 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 For you guys. Every year, every other year, I write a new song, you know, and I add it to the list of songs they sing, you know. So this one's about, well, actually, all these songs are true, which is kind of strange, you know, the songs I write are just shit that happens to me. And this one is about video games, because I'm, like, really into video games. I was playing this one game called Marvel Superhero Alliance. But anyway, and the thing of it is, when you, it's what happens if like kids actually took video games real seriously, you know, if, and people say they like promote violence and shit, you know, but if they actually did, you know, this is what you fucking do, man. Dedicated to my first girlfriend in college. You know, I actually started dating in college. It was kind of strange. I mean, most people start dating in like high school and crap, but I was kind of late bloomer, you know. And anyway, she said my life was just crap, you know, I was just stupid. I was just an idiot because she was a lawyer, you know, and that's what they do. They just cut you down. She said my life was nothing, you know, you're nothing but a head on a stick. I'm a head on a stick. You may think I'm sick. Sick, but I'm a head and a stick. Funny thing was, I have to taste test stuff. You know, you work for Yum Foods, you know, Pizza Hut, KFC, that kind of shit, you know? And the funny thing working for them is, you know, you gotta taste chicken, man. They're working on the 13 herbs and seasonings and flavors and crap, you know, they're sticking on this chicken. And, you know, it's my job to sit around and eat this crap and then determine if chicken A tastes better than chicken B, or you're getting more, like, pepper out of chicken C, you know? But the thing is, they give you these breasts of chicken, you sit there and you eat this crap, you know, and it's three times a day. In the morning, I'm eating chicken, you know, fried chicken. In the afternoon, fried chicken. in the evening, you know, before I go home, for more fucking fried chicken, man. But I was there, I was at this cutting, you know, we're tasting this stuff, you know, and this one chick, and I thought it just tasted like crap, you know, it's got too much fucking MSG, man. Monosodium glutamate, they stick that in there to give it like a kind of savory note, you know, but this chicken had way too much in there. And I told him, you know, this chicken A, I would fucking eat this. Chicken B, this one's okay too. Chicken C, I would throw it on the floor and I would step on it, man. I would step on this chicken. So I stomped the chicken, I stomped the chicken, I stomped the chicken, I stomped. I stomped the chicken, I stomped the chicken, I stomped the chicken, I stomped. Chicken in a can, chicken in a can, I wanna get some chicken in a can, chicken in a can, chicken in a can, I wanna get some chicken in a can. Why? Because you can eat the bones, eat the bones, eat the bones. Eat the bones, eat the bones, eat the bones. So I'm like, you know, this chicken's terrible. You know, everybody else is like reevaluating now. They're like, oh, maybe Rich is right. Maybe he's right. We gotta taste it again, you know. And then this one girl, she's like, well, did we take into account the amount of MSG in the seasoning mix that came with it? I was like, no, we didn't, you know. And then it turns out, well, this is the chicken they were gonna show to KFC the next day, you know. So I just dissed this person's 6 months worth of work, you know. He just worked on this shit for the last 6 months trying to get this track right, and I just told him it sucked, and I'd step on it, you know. I didn't know what to do. I felt kind of bad. So I stomped the chicken, I stomped the chicken, I stomped the chicken, I stomped. I stomped the chicken, I stomped the chicken, I stomped the chicken, I stomped. Chicken in a can, chicken in a can, I want to get some chicken in a can, chicken in a can, chicken in a can, I want to get some chicken in a can. Why? Because you can eat the bones, eat the bones, eat the bones. Eat the bones, eat the bones, eat the bones. Thank you. Goes out to my friend Hoyne over here, who actually had an experience similar to this, just walking here to Silvery's today, which just shows you how things can just travel from one person to the next. When you think about it, I mean, I woke up, I was a little bit late for work, you know, I didn't have time for breakfast, so I just like cruised out the door, you know, I cruised out the door and it just, you know, I was walking out and it was a nice summer day, it was warm out, you know, kind of a little humid. I looked down, there was a lifesaver, you know, stuck to the sidewalk, a green one. So I looked down at it, you know, and it's covered with these ants, you know. It's like a swarming with ants, you know. There's all these ants just swarming around this thing, you know. And here comes this little kid, you know, holding on to his mom's hand. The kid, like, pulls over to the side, lifts up his foot like he's going to step on this thing, just smush it, you know. His mom, like, pulls him away at the last minute. He just goes flying away, you know. And I'm thinking, should I grab it? Should I step on it, you know?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I'm walking home from work, you know, and it just rained, and I went on the sidewalk, you know. Worms, you know, just crawling across the sidewalk. Just look at it. I'm like, little worm, you know, why aren't you underground with your little wormy friends, you know, hanging out, you know, I just don't understand.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I walk up to my apartment, you know. Walk through the door, you know. Here comes my cat, you know, just walking up. Lays down in front of me like he always does. Looks up at me with his big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you.
Thank you. How am I doing, Graham? One more?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do two more. Well, next one's clear.
Yeah, they're short. You know, two is fine.
Yeah, I haven't played this one in a while either, actually. This next one's about computers. You know, I work on computers all day. I sit in front of a computer at work all day, and you know, then when I come home, I turn on my computer and I sit in front of that all fucking day too. You know, even at night. You know, I'm not exactly sure why I do it. I just do. You know, and I got this big fucking monitor, and I sit there, and sometimes I wonder, you know, what am I doing? This is kind of cool. A few weeks ago, it was really warm out, and 300 just came out in the movie theaters. You know, I really wanted to go see it, but I didn't have a chance. You know, but it was Monday, and I was my girlfriend's kind of hemming and hawing about whether she wanted to see it or not. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to go, man. I'm going to go. It's warm. You know, I'm going to put on my sandals. I put on my knee pads, my elbow pads, put on my helmet, you know. I'm like a fucking Spartan warrior, man. I grabbed my skateboard, and I just went out there. I skateboarded all the way to the movie theater, all the way to the movie theater down to Logan Square over to City North 14, man. It was one hell of a ride. I was after smoking a little Hobbit leaf, but you know, that's just the way it goes, man. CDs, they got more awesome music than I was coming out. Thank you.